scene, you could see in speed. I hit John Wick and now I'm feeling so appealing. Basically, I'm a god, you could call me Hercules. Best believe I punched Keanu Reeves and it was better than any scene, you could see in speed. I'm telling you for real.
Hello, and welcome to the Bro Rush Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton, and I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemon. It's just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down?
I don't know. What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down?
It gets towed away.
Good joke, Dayton. I don't know where you get them, but they're getting better, Dayton. Now it's time for this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is clinquent. Clinquent means glittering with gold and silver and is spelled C-L-I-N-Q-U-A-N-T. Clinquent. Dayton, what is clinquent? What's something clinquent that you can think of?
Maybe some kind of rock, jewels.
Rocks and jewels. That's rocks. Very, very, very.
Jewels, yes.
Certain rocks, though. Some rocks are dull and sad.
Depressed.
Depressed
rocks.
Okay, anyway, now it's time for this week's African American
military
man. And Dayton will present that to us.
The African American military man is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. And you can contact us at bro@outlook.com.
You can win a lot of cool prizes. Like, for example,
T-shirts.
Wow!
Stickers.
Amazing!
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
And much more.
Cheeto puffs. Now it's time for this week's
African American military man. Which is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. This week's African American military man is Charles Young. He was an American soldier. He was the third African American graduate of the U.S. United States Military Academy, the first black U.S. National Park Superintendent, first black military attaché.
Okay, so he did a lot of stuff, clearly. Helped out the Parks and Rec world and other stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good guy. Was he?
Yes.
Okay, now it's time for this week's African proverb, which we will be doing instead of quote of the week for the month of June. But, you know, now it's time for this week's African proverb. Dayton, get ready to think really hard. He who is being carried does not realize how far the town is.
Okay.
What does that mean to you?
Well, it could be a lazy person, and they'd be like, they're like, so, this person is, like, doing all their work for me, and they don't notice how much work that person is doing.
That's correct.
What is this, like a quiz show or something? Is this Jeopardy? That is correct.
For now, it's correct. Till next time.
Is it like in a change?
African proverb of the week.
That was the book being closed.
Okay.
Just in case you wanted to know.
Now it's time, you know, as we start to get into the, you know, the really good part of this podcast. You know, it's really good. It's time for this week's tech fact. This week's tech fact is more than 570 new websites are created every minute.
And we were a part of those websites.
So starting about now, there have been about 4.5 times 570 websites created.
If any of you guys want to do that math right now.
You can, and please tell us how much that was. But that's a lot of websites per minute.
Nice.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dayton will also tell us about.
The book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Kidnapped. One by one, the members of Emerson Hickey's football team are disappearing. As far as Chet Gecko is concerned, this is a cause for celebration.
What?
Yeah. Only trouble is that Chet's old nemesis, Herman the Gila Monster, is the number one suspect, and he wants Chet to clear his not-quite-good name. This book is called This Gum for Hire.
I'm still unclear about what this book is about.
Okay, there's this gecko man. He's a gecko man. And they have a football team here at Emerson Hickey's football on there, Emerson Hickey. And then they have, he's a detective, and he's trying to find out who stole all these football players.
Who steals the football?
They poached them, actually.
I got some shoulder pads in my van.
They're actually animals, so they were poached. Not kidnapped.
Oh.
Okay, moving on to the next segment.
If you would like to send us in a book recommendation, as long as it's not about a gecko investigating a freaking football team kidnapping, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com. Now as we start to get into the less weird part of this podcast, it's time for this week's random act of kindness. It is one word.
Can I guess? Can I please guess?
No.
Dang it.
Share.
I was gonna say that.
Anyway, sometimes you need to share. Like, I don't know how I can relate this to the book recommendation. Can you please do that?
You can share the animals that you just poached. Actually, no, please don't do that. You can share your candy that you have at school.
There you go.
Or at work.
I'll just find something, like, somebody's like, hey, that hamburger looks good. Just give them a little slice. Because then one day, when you're like, hey, man, those are some good-looking french fries.
Yeah, you can say that to them. And then one time you said no to them because you didn't get them. They're like, no, you don't get none of my fries because you didn't let me get some of your hamburgers.
See, it's called karma.
And it C-A-R-M-A.
K-A-R-M-A.
Credit karma.
First of all, you found the book about some weird gecko who investigated a football team kidnapping, and now you can't even spell karma.
I have my own ways of spelling karma. There's something wrong with that.
Okay, now it's time to wrap this podcast. We're going to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week, our song was Hello Peril, and it's called I Punch Keanu Reeves.
Our team mom / security, Beamer, and our therapy dog, Petey. What we do without a therapy dog.
And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts.
See you guys next week. And remember,
I punched Keanu Reeves.
And don't let a gecko investigate your football team getting kidnapped. Metropolis in my prime like Optimus. Everything is half full, I'm an optimist. Haven't done ish, yet I feel accomplished. Best pugilist, blessed with the iron fist. Strong enough to survive the apocalypse. And any summit I could be on. Any point break, I could surf with my gi on. Take any fighter, any class, I'ma put you on your ass. Then I'll pee on you peons for eons and eons and eons. And eons, etc. Not a tall fellow, but nobody can measure up. And if you wanna feel similar to this, all I had to do was pull. This is Bruh vs. Bro.